after Nelson Mandela was taken to Mediclinic Heart Hospital in Pretoria. There's still a steady stream of well-wishers leaving flowers and tributes to add to the huge collection outside the gates. The 94-year-old former president of South Africa remains in a critical condition because of a lung infection, but his family are still trying to resolve big differences over what to do when he passes away. Fiona Ford is in South Africa. Good morning, Fiona. Three wives, three surviving children, 17 grandchildren and 14 great-grandchildren, and no agreement on where their chief will rest. What's the background?
Yeah, good morning, Gavin. Yeah, as you say, a very large family at odds with one another, while the iconic Nelson Mandela, more commonly referred to here as Madiba, battles for his life in a Pretoria hospital. Essentially, this goes back to 2011, when one of the Mandela family members, a young man by the name of Mandla, who was a grandson to Madiba, took it upon himself to exhume the remains of three of Madiba's children from a site in Kunu, in the Eastern Cape, and took them 24 kilometres away to a place called Mvezo. All of those names might seem very unfamiliar, but essentially, Madiba was born in Mvezo, but he identified Kunu as his future burial site many years ago, and for that reason, his children were buried there. In the meantime, or however, go back, I should say, to 2007, Madiba had identified Mandla, this young man in question who's at the heart of this court order today. He identified him as the chieftain of the Mvezo Traditional Council, so therefore the future traditional heir of the Madiba clan. When he did this 2 years ago, took the remains up, there was no mention from the family that they were upset by this. They hadn't been brought into his confidence. He didn't have their permission, but they didn't object to it either. And now here we find, as Madiba battles for his life, the family is at court wanting the remains, or arguing for the remains, to be brought back from Mvezo to Kunu. An urgent interdict was granted on Friday against Mandla to say that the process be carried out in the next few days. He issued a statement yesterday to say he's going to block it. He's going to file a motion in the court in the Eastern Cape this morning, arguing that in accordance with custom and tradition, that Mr. Mandela needs to be buried with his family in Mvezo, where he was born. So it's a very, very ugly spat. It's a very traditional, very complicated one, but happens at a very, very unfortunate time when the whole world is watching out for and hoping for the very best for the iconic Mandela.
That's an awful mess, Fiona. Who will get to decide here? Will it be the family as a whole? Will Mandela still get to make the decision? Will it be down to the courts? Who will have the ultimate say here?
I think it will go down to the courts, and I think that's the reason that the family brought this to the courts in the first place, because they've gone beyond the realm of the family. They did meet privately in Kunu, in Mr. Mandela's retirement home, mid-last week, and we know that during that meeting, when Mandla was confronted, Mandla's 39-year-old, quite a volatile character, he stormed out of that meeting and said he would block them the whole way. So they then brought the court application 2 days later in the local high court. However, what we have found over the weekend are a lot of local traditional elders, traditional leaders rowing into this debate, obviously trying to put pressure on Mandla to back down and to row back and to respect the family. So it's going to be a court matter. We can't see Mandla backing down anytime soon. And one would just wonder what might happen should Mr. Mandela die in the meantime. Will he then come to his senses and just allow his own wishes, his grandfather's wishes, to override his own desires? Should also add that the reason for doing this, Mvezo has been identified by Mandla as a place where a museum will be built. He's in the process of building a backpackers hostel there, and he is obviously expecting a steady influx of people in the years to come to visit what will eventually be Mr. Mandela's resting place. And that's the backdrop to all of this. That's his overriding desire.
Briefly, Fiona, how is Nelson Mandela?
We don't know. We're still working off yesterday's official announcement that, as we've been working off now for quite a number of days, critical but stable. And as you know, in the meantime, President Jacob Zuma told the world on Saturday that he may be discharged soon. The family haven't responded, so until we get another update, that's what we're working from.
Fiona Ford in South Africa, thank you. It's almost 7:30.